Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean, Will, is, and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it. Hey, Jill, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm apologising in advance for a lot of sexual references from me.
Not me, Jill.
A lot of inappropriate terms. Nothing too bad, just insinuating a few things.
Well, she gets pretty descriptive. I'd steer clear of this one, Jill, if I was
you. Yeah, I'd stay away if I was you, Jill. Love you, Mum. Ciao, ciao. You too, Franco. Get out of here.
But
get
Dad,
out of here, scoundrels.
Hey, but to my dad, enjoy.
Chuck that at the start, toddler. You want me to hit thrust again?
Please no. Please stop.
Sorry. Doth continue with your story.
I had a little situation the other day at home. Steph's on the blower. She's been feeling a bit crook, so she went and got all these blood tests and fucking what have you and bloody all that sort of stuff, and she's waiting on the results. Anyway, this bird calls her up, and Steph's going, oh, that's good news, and she's talking to this fucking whoever the fuck it is. And, you know, she's just talking on the phone, happy as Larry. Yeah, great. And she's like leaning over, like going through the washing and putting washing in the dryer as she's talking to this bird. Oh, yeah, that sounds really good. Okay, yep, so I do it on low iron. Yep, okay, cool. Yep, but everything else, great. Literally hear her talking. I look down on my phone. I look back up. She's on all fours on the ground, vomiting. So much vomit, purple, like bright purple vomit. Right? Looked like she'd cut fucking Thanos' throat. So it literally gone from like, yeah, that sounds really good. And I'm sort of going like this to I look across and she's just going, or like something out of the fucking Exorcist, dude. It was.
Had she had a purple Gatorade?
I actually laughed at the start because it was such a contrast from I look at her at 1 second, go back to my phone. It's like it cut. And I look back and she's on the floor and on the floor vomiting. I then became immediately concerned, like, what the fuck? Like, it wasn't stopping. She was vomiting. She drank this purple smoothie, right? Drunk this purple smoothie. It's happened before. I don't know if this happens to bedwetters or whatever. And then she took a heap of vitamins.
Oh, yeah. It makes you feel really sick.
And the vitamins made her fucking spew.
You can't have vitamins on an empty tummy.
But she'd had a full mad smoothie. That's why I thought it wasn't empty.
Maybe you need solids?
Mate, it was wild.
Did she feel sick after the vomit?
She got it all out, felt fine.
Yeah.
It was like just made her fucking.
If I have vitamins on an empty tum-tum.
No good.
Lulu feels very sick. But not. A smoothie, I'd be fine, I think. Poor Steph, she okay?
It was. I literally wigged out like, oh my God, she's fucking pregnant.
Oh.
Because I was like, what would have made her spew so violently?
How
like
many
that?
Vitamins was she having?
Like this little package. She got like this little dispenser. Vitals. Is that it?
I think so.
Yeah. And there's like 6 of the fucking things. I'm like, you should see
how many supplements I take. I reckon I take 5 different powders and like 7 different like things.
Really?
Not every day, but like every now and then.
What? Okay. Can I guess when you take them?
Yeah.
Sunday morn.
Nah. I've got this really good like vitamin everyday powder.
Yeah.
Which like you've got to take in the morning because it gives you like a pep in your step.
Oh, you got that from those Colombian. What were they called? Cartels? Are they called cartels?
Yes, and they come in very small packages.
Yeah, the Colombian cartels. Yes.
No, that is illegal.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So every morning.
Yeah, this powder, and then I've got like a vitamin C, then I've got a green powder, I've got athletic greens, I've got...
Jesus.
B, some vitamin B, I've got some... L-glutamate. Like, I've just got lots of things. I just go, oh, you know what?
And you still look like that. Unbelievable.
Flawless.
What?
I still look flawless.
Oh, you can roll a shit in glitter. Wrecked. Wrecked, sucker. No, don't cry. There's no crying on this podcast. Now you've got your new skirt on and it looks bloody good, doesn't it?
Thank you. I went into Sir and Lulu got a new pink skirt.
Fuck, the amount of fucking clothes birds buy is...
I've actually got a problem. If a hypnotist is listening, I'd like you to come in here and hypnotise me to stop online shopping or even just stop shopping in general. My wardrobe, jam-packed, like 6 packages coming this week.
And let me guess, you've still got nothing to wear.
No, I have too much to wear, but yeah, it'll come to the day of an event and I'll go, oh my fucking God, what the fuck am I going to wear? This is so fucked up. Everything looks so shit. It's oh my God, so I have true. To go buy something new.
Do you put your stuff in the charity bins?
Yes, I put them in the bins. And if it's like...
No, buddy. Not
charity
that,
bins.
No, remember I had to teach you those green bins out the front of your house aren't charity bins?
I got them at the one in Rose Bay by Catalina. If for everyone listening, that's in the eastern suburbs.
Oh, I bumped into famous bedwetter Olivia Lyons, you know, Liv. I bumped into her at the beach the other day and she was like, she goes, yeah, I'm one of the 13 from the east that listens. She's like, let Lulu live because that resonates with me. So exactly. That one's for you, Liv.
There you go. So I dropped them in the one by Catalina in the eastern suburbs of Rosebery, 2029. And then ones that are expensive, I'll sell on Depop, which is like an online shop where you sell your own clothes.
Really?
Yeah. Well, some things are expensive and you could make some money from them.
What would you get for your rollie?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Could you sell a rollie on Depop?
You wouldn't. Well, you could, but you probably wouldn't.
But you wouldn't.
I don't think so. I think you'd take it to like a jeweler.
Yeah, right. You reckon you could get me a rollie that fell off the back of a truck? You'd know Franco would know a guy that knows a guy. Surely.
What are you trying to say?
Like a stolen one. Get them for cheap. They're stolen.
Well, mine is not stolen, so I wouldn't know.
I know it's not stolen, Lou. We know, you bought it for real.
Yeah, I got it off the back of the truck.
Yeah.
Go to Thailand.
Yeah, but they're all fake, aren't they?
I thought that's what you meant.
No, like a stolen, like when they're hot, when they fall off the back of a truck.
Do they fall off the back of a truck?
Well, okay. Now, this is where you struggle with expressions and reality. So the expression is...
Oh, they don't actually fall off a truck.
No, they don't, Louisa.
So how do they get them then?
Well, they fucking steal them.
But how? How would you steal a Rolex charge?
I don't know. Fucking home invasion? So run through someone's house, like get a Rolex?
Sounds like you've done that before by the sounds of things.
Never run through a house in my life.
Mr. Home Invasion Archdale is what they call you.
Oh, excuse me, Senorita. Yeah. Now we're bloody...
You're a little thief.
Well, no, I'm not.
You've probably been eyeing up my Rose Bay home. You've probably got a key cut. If this goes missing... Now I'm nervous. What if someone breaks into my house? I don't live in Rose Bay.
She lives...
I live in Bendigo. I just travel here for the podcast each day. And when I drop my hot laps, it's around...
What made you think Bendigo?
It's around Mollymook.
Yeah, correct. You could actually rob me. I'll go fuck all. You'll get like a Star Wars helmet and 3 boxes of shapes that are left.
Yeah, little porker. You've been honing those. You've been dipping your fingers in and licking, haven't you?
Oi, can I tell you what I've been doing? Mm. And I've been doing it every night I get home. I can't help it.
Wanking.
Cute. That's morning and night, sugar. Cheesy Dorita.
Asking Steph for sex and her saying no.
That's every morning, lunch and night.
Sorry, carry
That's
on.
That's okay.
You keep going?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Playing 9 hours of PlayStation games online with 12-year-olds?
That's every night. But whilst I'm doing that or pre-doing that, cheesy Doritos, tasty cheese that I've cubed up myself.
Cube or slice?
Well, slice, but rectangular, you know, or a cube. Bit just depend, yeah, a bit longer.
Same size as the Dorito.
Dorito, correct. And salsa.
I like it.
Every single night this
You're
week.
A bit of a little unhealthy boy lately, aren't you?
Yeah.
So am I. Do you know what I had for dinner? Two grilled burgers.
Two?
Well, let me preface. I had one grilled burger and then I got a salad for the next day, like a beer bun burger.
But so a fucking salad. It's not a beer bun burger.
Well, okay, yes, right. A beer bun burger salad. So I had the burger, and then I had the beer bun salad burger, and then I had half a box of shapes and half a bag of Lifesavers.
So you ate the presents that you were given last
podcast. And a splice. Ice cream.
Good girl.
And I felt very unwell on my couch. My puku was very sore. I couldn't get to sleep till like 11:30.
Now, what's your puku again?
Tummy.
Okay, thank God. Sorry.
I was rolling around in bed till about 11:30, which is very late for me.
Really?
Like,
ew. Oh, you're sore. You've done too much.
I've eaten far too much.
Yeah, buddy, but that's life, isn't it?
And yeah, it is living. What it is, and then you fucking die.
It is what it is, then you fucking die, Lou. One of the greats. You know, I had a bedwetter text me yesterday. No, sorry.
DM me.
Saying, you know what, let's fucking read.
Is this a really nice one?
This will be nice. Let me just find it.
I had a really nice one too, and I'm going to read it out to you.
No, I'm going to read this fella here. Hold on.
I think I screenshot it.
So, Jaden Brow is what I'm going to call him. He goes, reply to this, and I'll get We Mean Well tattooed on me. And I go, looks like Jaden's getting a new tattoo. He goes, fuck right off. This better make the potty. You're both fucking legends. Absolutely.
Amazing.
Let me send him a photo of us.
You made it, mate, and we're looking forward to the tat.
Let's actually say that again.
You made it, mate, and we're looking forward to the tat.
You better fucking get a tattoo, mate.
Well, I got this message from a girl saying, Lou, I just want to say, since listening to the potty, you've given me so much confidence to be myself and not care what others think. And I just want to thank you for that.
That is very nice.
Isn't that sweet?
That is very nice. I would. That's a sweet message. And I think if you do have the confidence to be yourself, absolutely do that. What you shouldn't do, trespassers beware. Let me give a little stipulation, a little caveat to that. If you're trying to emulate being like Lou, I would argue don't do that.
In what sense?
Don't do that. Like if you're trying to be like Louisa, don't. Do that is all I'm saying.
But why?
Well, you are a fucking nightmare.
sorry, George. Sorry, in what sense, though?
Can I be honest?
Could you
let me specify?
Doth exaggerate.
In every sense of the fucking word.
Okay.
So
I am a walking, living nightmare.
That is correct, Louisa. Okay. You walk in here. Let me give you let me paint a picture. Allow me, bedwetters, to paint a picture for you. Call me Salvador Dardi. Dardi. Okay. Salvador Dardi.
Call you what?
Salvador Dardi.
Righto.
Let me call me Salvador Dali as I'm about to get surrealist up in this bitch. Louisa walks into the studio. No, let's start it from me picking her up. I pull up to a car. I'm talking to my mum. Mum's going, darling, yeah. You know, it's getting a bit dry at home. It's all pretty rough. It's pretty hard stuff. Lou gets in the car. She goes, that stupid bitch, Janelle, he's mine now. Fuck off. Mum goes, oh, okay, sorry, Lulu. She ends the phone call on her own accord.
Also, I yell, how's my sheep doing?
She goes, you fatten that bitch up for me? You better be. And I was like, Jesus Christ. Anyway, Lou gets in the car. She goes, she doesn't even look at me. She goes, Lulu want coffee. And I go, okay, which one, where do you want to go, Lou? She goes, go Lulu favourite. But that's 45 minutes out of the way of the podcast and we've got to be there in 20. She goes, Lulu, don't care. So I go, we get you your coffee. Could I get a half week iced macchiato caramel soy latte with extra sprinkles and fucking...
Wrong!
She get her a coffee. We finally get to the studio. Tobbs knows that if he doesn't open the door for her, it's trouble. Guess what, bedwetters? Even when he does open the door, she walks through. She goes, Lulu here. spits in Tobbs's face. She sits down on a seat. She goes, "Techie sods for Lulu." Gets a techie sod. She goes, "What's the big LDD?" Drills, puts it into a shoe, goes, "I'm still Shoey Louie, bitch. Now sit down, judge." I sit down here terrified. We commence recording the podcast.
And she doesn't let me clean the spit off until after recording.
Correct. He's Tobbs is right now with a huge golly on his face.
I'm glad Tobbs piped in with that part.
Yeah.
There was a very accurate
description of the morning.
Yeah.
Just brief. I left out a lot because I didn't, you know.
No, but I appreciate
that. Do you want to defame your character too much?
No, I think that was the perfect amount of what
information.
I'd like.
Yeah.
It felt very real.
Thank you.
It was beautiful, I would say.
Thank you.
It was very, very James Cameron-esque.
I'm a world-class orator.
Yes.
Is that how you pronounce it? Orator?
You're asking two dumbasses.
Three.
Sounds like it.
Orator.
Is that an author?
Orator?
Orator?
Narrator.
No.
Narrator's a hard word.
Oh, now
word.
I've confused myself.
Narrator.
Orator. Oh, God.
You've confused me.
I've...
Now silence, back to Lulu.
See what I mean, guys? Do you see what I do?
It's terrifying.
How do you pronounce orator?
What is the...
Orator.
But what is an orator?
Someone who can speak really well.
So like an author.
Like a Christopher Hitchens.
Like an author. David Attenborough. Attenborough.
Can I be honest with you? Neither of us are great orators.
No.
And we should be.
Podcast.
Yet we should be.
Yes. You should really brush up your skills on that, Jack.
You shouldn't assume that I haven't. By the way, great segue. While we're on the subject of assumptions, did Lulu send out a little... fancy
Lulu
little message.
Very clever and asked the bedwetters to send in their assumptions about us.
Okay. Lulu sent out a question to the bedwetters, basically being like, send in some of your assumptions about us.
Yes.
And I've screenshotted them.
I think I'm going to sneeze.
Okay.
I can feel
look at
it
those
in
fucking
my
nostrils flare. Jesus Christ.
I can feel it. Oh, it's going to fuck me off if it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You got to look to the left, don't you?
I don't want to distract you.
Nah.
Fuck,
sorry.
That's annoying. I hate that feeling.
Oh, it's like a little ants up there wriggling around.
Okay. Here are some of the bedwetters. Now, do a jingle for the bedwetters assumption game.
Assumptions from the bedwetters.
It's good. I'm happy with it. All right. Here are some of your...
Sorry, can I just jump with you for one moment? We had Whipper on the show earlier. There's a podcast coming out. It'll be next week. When you were reading, Whipper's written a sexy novel. It's called The Far Too Personal Trainer. When you were reading the novel, Josh was reading a sexy excerpt. There was this wriggle in you that was like...
No, there wasn't.
Yeah, like almost like you were like feeling it.
No, there wasn't. I will cut my cock off and leave this studio right now.
Dead serious. It was like...
Oh, jeepers creepers. Mate, I'm fucking out of here, bud. Holy dooly.
You'll know the moment when it happens, bedwetters.
So, it was a little bit concerning. I thought you were about to just go, bing.
Well, sorry. It wouldn't be bing. It'd be dong. You ever see when two of those bridge, when a bridge lifts up, it splits in the middle? That's more like it.
Or like a giant killer whale comes out of the water. It's like,
correct. Pew. Or you see when they inflate those men in front of car lots.
Or Elon Musk's rocket going up with his face.
Elon Musk's. Elon Musk's. Just by the way, bedwetters.
Oh,
okay.
You know what I mean.
Here are your assumptions, bedwetters. Judge is a giving and attentive lover. Factually accurate. That one is from Dimmy and Fifi-ful.
Okay.
Matty Keen. Lou just swallows gum. 8-year-old Lou never learned how to chew. Just. That's true.
It's probably true.
Oh, shit. I've just.
Hubba Bubba.
Jimmy Bosworth. I reckon Lou is actually a lot smarter than she lets on.
Oh.
Jimmy.
I actually am. Like, when you see
Can I tell you the dumbest people? The dumbest people always go, I'm actually really smart.
No, but you've seen me. You've seen me in like when I need to be serious. Like, there's something about these chairs that I just like I can be myself.
You're dumb.
No, but like you've you've seen me in business meetings like smart.
I've seen you in business meetings do a pterodactyl impression and then be silent for the next 45 minutes.
Okay.
While daddy takes control. I'm daddy, by the way. No.
Mummy likes to be in the back seat of those meetings.
Correct. Look.
No, I am fucking smart. I drive you to do things. I go, come on, Darcy, you got to do this, mate. That's more being like riding, like you're a horse and I'm riding on your tail, whatever that phrase is.
Lou, once again, showing your deep intelligence. Her unparalleled intellect.
I might not be that smart,
then.
But you're a lazy fuck.
I'm a lazy dumb fuck.
And I have
you're
to
a dumb
ride
fuck.
You to do things.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. That's the agreement. Remember you signed that contract. Yeah.
It's just this whole 119 episodes has been a train wreck.
Yeah. Look.
There's not anything notable about it.
Nah. But that's life.
Yeah, it is what it is. You die.
Norm Macdonald played the fool. Norm Macdonald played the fool, and that's what made him such a great comedian.
Well, I just think we...
But he was a genius.
I just word vomit. I don't think what I'm saying. I just go, fuck it. If that thought's come to my head, then go with it.
Yeah.
So yeah. Am I making it worse? Next assumption.
So, mate, you were wrong about it. Great assumption, though.
No.
I have a sneaking suspicion. This is from Molly McLean. I have a sneaking suspicion that both of you wet the bed as kids. I don't know. It's just a feeling.
It's a very accurate assumption.
Is it? Interesting. Don't know where you would have got that from,
me
Molly.
Me either.
Mike Forge, Jarchi can't swim, Lou isn't registered to vote. That's an assumption he's made.
That's true. I can't vote because I'm not an Australian citizen yet. And but I will be. It's 5 years, so I'm getting my Australian passport.
Are you?
And we should have Australian Citizen Day.
Yeah, we should. Yes, absolutely, we should. Fuck it. Let's have an Australian citizen in the West Australian plane.
Should we do that? And invite all the bitch with us?
Oh, fuck, another thing that will fucking fizz out.
Who was in charge of the party?
No, but we're moving that to next year.
Yeah, I know.
It was too flat out at the end of the year, Bedwetter. There's too much
we've
going on.
Like,
couldn't book a good joint. It's all been a fucking nightmare for our 100th.
We've got like 84 fucking piss events too, and we just need like fucking sink puss.
It's fucking non-stop.
It's just fucking non-stop.
But the bloody, the 100th episode will likely be when we do like our 120th.
Probably. I'm going to go with a solid February, March. Realistically.
Let's go with Feb.
Okay.
We've got to go with Feb. Finn Morrison, LDD thinks she's rugged as but grew up in the suburbs of Christchurch. Factually accurate. Factually accurate.
I grew up in Palmerston North, which is like a
weren't you there
bogan,
for like a year?
No, I was there till I was 15.
Palmerston.
I'm a little bogan girl.
I just feel like this. Miss me with that shit. Ryan Chinnery would assume when you post links to a calendar, it's actually the right fucking link. Yeah, you would assume that, wouldn't you, Ryan? But guess what?
Did we post
probably
the wrong thing? Probably. It's just like a link to like Pornhub.
Just a porn star named Cal Ender. Calamender. I'm happy with it. Oh, Cal Bender. Nah, okay. Angela Hay, you're both cunts. It's a great assumption.
It's a very good one, Ange.
Ellie Jade Richter. Jarch is definitely into all those fucked up conspiracy theories, e.g. flat earthers and shit. Ellie, completely wrong. Flat earthers.
We don't have our assumption.
Fucking morons. Beck Tompkins, you're dead inside.
Both of us?
Both of us.
Mm-hmm. I like that one.
Erin Northey, Jarchi was a virgin till 21. Minus 6 years, Erin.
15?
Yeah.
Little hoe.
Excuse me?
Nah, you're allowed to do what you want with your body.
Carmen Bartolo, Jarchak's all tough, but is actually a huge softie.
Yeah. You are.
I'm a softie at heart.
You are.
I don't think I act tough either.
Titty bear. You do. You always going about, oh, fucking fault this person fucking tried to hit my chin, but it wasn't fucking there.
Nah, don't do that.
Senorita. It's opposite day.
Heidi Mead, lose a starfish in the bedroom. That's her assumption.
I'm a mad rooter.
Oh, I love
it's always
it.
My defense.
Oh, Norris, Judge can't wear white because when he does, he doesn't have a safety of a chin to catch the food. That's actually factually accurate. Very good. I spill a lot of
shit.
You're
wearing white today, which
correct.
Will be covered in something like
that. And Dad ain't right. Don't laugh at that. Now, this one is from, can't see the name, Lulu kisses Kevin every night. That's an assumption.
Oh, that's to the, I thought that was the name of their Instagram.
No.
No, I don't.
Bullshit.
It's opposite day.
Ben Gordon, 21, Lou would quit crying after a week of real work.
I have done work until a year and a half ago. If you guys didn't know, I actually worked in breakfast radio.
What? Wait. What?
Jasper, did you not know that about me?
What?
Yes.
Hold on. No, sure, I just need to say. When?
I was almost breakfast radio royalty.
What? With who? With who? With what?
On Nova 96.9.
But with which talent?
If you must have heard of Fitzy and Wilbur. I was a producer. We do it every episode.
That rugby fella sent one through that's pretty accurate. Jarch and Lou are amazing. You know what they say, the more that... So that's yeah, that is
not
true,
meant
mate.
To say yes or no to the assumptions, but that was bang on.
That's bang on. April LeBrock 96 says Lou actually ate Toby. Oh no, we've made her cry. Isabella Quinn 08. Lulu wakes up with messy hair looking special and asks how beautiful she looks unironically. That one has a whole lot of you into it. Oh, Lou. Bad_bougie Ooh. Wrote, Judge pays a farmer to go on his property and look country whilst living in Watson's Bay.
Yeah. That's very accurate.
What do you mean, pays a farmer?
Well, you've got...
Oh, sorry. He must have said plays a farmer.
Yes. It is true.
That's simply untrue, mate.
It
I
is. You've never
grew
done
up on
a sheep
farm.
Farming
I fucking
your whole time
was in the bush
life.
Until I was 24
it's
years
a
old.
Lie. You don't even know how to rouse
fucking
or anything.
Years old
the sheep that your parents bought me for my birthday wouldn't even know what you look like.
I marked that fat fuck.
Don't you speak of those words.
And I'll be the one to cut its throat.
No, I want to keep him.
I'll be the one to cut its throat and we're going to eat that little fuck.
I don't want to eat him. I want to have him forever. I don't want you to kill him, please. He's mine.
Yeah. He's yours.
You
and guess what?
Him.
He'll make a tasty little roast.
I don't want a roast brown eye. I also don't want to eat brown eye.
I'm with you. Kane Simpson says Lou is an ESP. Can you guess what that is?
Extra special person?
Eastern Suburbs Princess.
Oh, I like that.
And that's... factually accurate.
I like that.
Kirsty Minahanet, Lou is not actually really good at anything.
Lies. You've heard me this entire podcast.
Oh, this one is actually one of the truest ones. Hannah Ol, Jarchi has a big cock. wonder why I circled that one.
She's very wrong. Actually, she's I would have no clue.
Sienna Bell, also factually accurate about me. Judge is incapable of making Steph orgasm.
The bedwetters know you too well.
What, are you going to fucking film in our bedroom?
Yeah, I put it in there and it's a live stream to the bedwetters.
Oh, nice. Good 30 seconds of content every 2 weeks?
Less. Every 6 weeks.
Hayley Eggleton reckons, this is an assumption of Hayley's, that Lou rubs her boogers on walls around the house, just scratches his crack, then sniffs. Let me know if yours is true.
Mine's not.
Mine is. Let's see. hold on. Looneyville assumes that Lou boinked Tony Flanton.
I forgot that. The tiny flamper. Well, we've got to do a prank phone call this round.
Oh, we do, actually.
Should we play some red light, green light?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Great assumptions, bedwetters.
Love that.
Love getting you guys involved. By the way, there were so many of them that said Lou's got a big cock or Jarch is like a pussy.
Amazing.
So
both very accurate.
Both very accurate, but I just wanted to give you guys like a... what's it called? Like a runner's up.
Yes.
Because there was a lot of it.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Red light, green light.
I mean, just the voice of an absolute deaf person.
Red light, green light. Opening your advent calendar before the 1st of December.
Never had an advent calendar, I don't think.
Green.
Fuck it. I have, and I just ate them all at once.
That's what happened to me the other day, Judge.
But I was eight.
I had a... Same. When I meant the other day, I meant when I was eight.
Oh, yep. Sure.
So I got a Peppa Pig advent calendar 3 days ago.
Seems fitting.
And if all the bedwetters were coming to you being like, hey, you released eight-year-old Lou calendars. and I have now had three, and it is the 29th of November.
Perfect.
So the month hasn't even begun.
So there's no point in you having an advent calendar.
I think now I'm just going to eat them.
Well,
when I feel like chocolate.
Why don't you just have a block of chalky?
Because I like the advent calendar.
But then enjoy your day every day of being able to have a little fun little one, you know what I mean?
Because a block of chocolate doesn't last very long around little Lulu.
Little?
Big Lulu. Little Lulu's still got the heart of a big old eight-year-old.
Yeah.
Struggling. There's a block of chocolate in my fridge. There's only one person home who can eat it. It's me because I live on my own.
That's correct.
And Kevin can't eat. He's a stuffed toy.
That.
So if half of it's gone in 2 minutes, there's only one person who's done that. Mummy.
But surely, Mummy. Your mummy, by the way. Surely you... are quenching your chocolate thirst by having that chocolate, then you don't need to drill the advent.
But I can't have a block of chocolate sitting around. Like, sweet stuff doesn't make me feel sick. I could eat a block in 30 minutes and be sweet.
Yeah, I'll drill a block of Kit Kat like there's no fucking
easy
tomorrow.
I could have a block of like thick white chocolate.
I hate white chocolate.
See, I could do that. Most people are like, oh, you can only have two pieces. Give me a block, I'll deep throat that in 30 minutes and nice, then nice. I could go for a hot girl lap.
Is that right? What else can you do?
What was that? You speak up? Did you say something?
No. Red light, green light. Red light, green light. Kissing with your eyes open.
Red?
Green. Red.
Oi.
No.
I had a guy.
Yeah.
You sure, Judgey?
Yeah.
No, Judge.
No, I just like to look at people's ear. I like one eye to be on one of their eyes and one eye to be on one of their earlobes.
I kissed a guy recent-ish, and he said to me, he was like, do you kiss with your eyes open? And I was like, no, closed. And then he was like, oh, I keep mine open.
No, he doesn't.
And I was like, mate, I was like, that wigs me out because you've just been staring at me while I'm kissing you. I was like, can you please close them next
that
time?
That is satanic.
Yeah, so I'm like having a pash with him and his eyes are just like this on me.
Jesus Christ.
It's fucking terrifying.
What's doing?
And I was like, why? He was like, I don't know. I just like to see like my surroundings and what's going on. I'm like, the only surroundings is me.
Correct.
It's not someone else in the room.
Yeah, dude. It's not, well, except for Jerry in the corner.
True. And then
David's also on the other, over the other camera. Side. He's operating the cameras.
Yeah.
Who's on the, Mike is on the boom.
Olive.
Olive's on the boom. Oh, what happened to Mike?
Sacked.
That's fair. He was very inappropriate.
Besides from them, though, there's no one else in the room. Who are you looking at?
No one but the production crew in the room. Oh, and me and Tobbs and stuff sometimes when we get that. You tell us we can watch for free.
Anyway, back to the kissing.
Yeah, but that is
odd. No, it legit happened to me. I was like,
what's his name? But seriously, like, think about it. Think about kissing someone and just having your eye. Like, it's almost like you're not focused on the kiss.
Yeah, I think he was like, I don't know, in another world, probably thinking about what he was going to have for breakfast.
I can take a guess.
So I knew that was going to be something sick, wasn't it?
All right, go on, red light, green light.
Shit, so sorry. Oh, my nose. Oh, so sorry. Give me a clap soon.
Glad to see you've done your prep.
Don't you fuck.
Don't you start.
Yep. Red light, green light. Borrowing someone's toothbrush when you're dating them. So like you've been dating like three or four months. You go to their house, you're like, fuck, I don't have my toothbrush.
That's okay.
Green.
But
you're going to be deep-throating their tongue anyway.
You so are saying sorry. A lot of deep throats today. Okay.
I literally meant to be like, you're going to be like,
It's a lot.
I'm sorry.
Mate.
Came out inappropriate.
That's if you're in a bind.
It's my alarm. It's time for bed.
This is usually when she gets up. It's fine in a pickle, but you wouldn't want to be doing it. Fucking, you know, I had to buy a brand new toothbrush because I lost mine. Now, I like an electric toothbrush. Bought Steph an electric toothbrush. I bought a black one, got her a blue one. Differentiate. They're in their spots. That's where they sit. Lose mine. Go down to Chemist Warehouse. They don't have a black one. They just got the blue one. I'm like, fuck it. I'll just get it. You can put the coloured rings around the end of it so you can differentiate.
You can rim it.
So I've got the new charger sitting there. So mine's a brand new charger. I've always been on the left. Steph's always been on the right. Go into the fucking bathroom to have a little gee, get my toothbrush. Steph's put hers on the new charger. Hers is now on the left. And I go, don't do this. Especially now we've got a fucking, the same colour.
Why does it matter? They're the same chargers. Because they're the
same colour. Well, that's what I mean. But she's now.
You can differentiate by the colour of the rim.
Yeah, but I forget what colour the rim is.
That's your fault,
Jim. No, it's not. No, she changed toothbrush because now there's a brand new sparkly charger. She goes, well, I want the new charger. And I go, no,
play
I've
on.
Always been left.
Play
You've
on.
Always been right.
Good
so
on her.
Fuck it off. Keep it on the right.
Good on her.
You didn't buy either of them.
You put a coloured rim around it for the reason that you could differentiate.
So why would she why would she then change?
They're the same charger. She can chuck the charger where she wants. She can chuck the toothbrush where she wants.
So you're selfish too?
Yep.
Yeah. It makes zero sense. I'm like, dude, now you are confusing us. Just keep yours on the right. My charger will get dirty eventually.
It's your turn.
Fucking idiots.
Let her place it where she wants.
Fucking stuck up cunts. Red light, green light, step up / dance movies.
Green.
Fucking red.
I love Channing Tatum. He's so hot, thrusting away.
Easy, buddy. You've got, something's going on with you today.
What?
A lot of deep throat yarns, a lot of thrusting Tatums.
I have said, I'm sorry, Mum, could we put this at the start of the app? Can I do a disclaimer?
Do a disclaimer for you, Jill. Mate, I just think there's nothing lamer than when two crews have beef instead of stabbing and shooting each other like real men. They dance it out.
You and your friends would have probably dance-offs.
Oh,
that's how, like,
fucking
untough you all are.
Listen, Lou, you...
You and your little Eastern Suburbs crew. Boys, come to Diggers, and then you do a little dance out back. It's curry night. Thursday's at Diggers, and you do a fucking dance. Ed Liston's at the front going, woo! Charges the back going, raise the roof. There's Burmo down on the floor. Eddie's in the back. Yeah.
My mates stick pigs. I dance at a wedding 1 in 8 times. Oh, we're not disagree. Dancers. We're not dancers.
You're dancing at Diggers on a Thursday when you have your curry night.
No, I drill a curry, drill a couple of scoops, maybe a couple of whiskies, and then waddle my way home.
Dance your way home?
There's no dance. Shoulders, move the shoulders. Ooh. Get the shoulders back. Yeah, that's factually inaccurate.
I disagree. Tobler knows it's happened. He's giggling in the corner. Yeah,
every curry night. Every curry
Look,
night.
Look, you've met 3 of my friends.
I've met...
You refuse to I've leave your little
Scalzi,
group.
I've met Scalzi, Bolzi, Jijongo, Tingo, Tango, Blanco, Waco, Tile, Vinyl,
you did meet Tile Vinyl,
T-Board, Golf Club. I've met them all.
Oh, what do you reckon of Golf Club? Good bloke, eh?
Good, quiet.
Yeah, but
nice
a good
guy.
Dancer
good,
at the Diggers.
Great dancer.
Yeah.
He's there on Thursdays.
Loves
usually.
A hip thrust golf club.
Yeah, he's a. Yeah.
Okay, you're up.
Sorry. Okay, one more each. Red light, green light, walking your cat.
Fucking hell. Jesus Christ.
Red. But then. Actually, I'm going a soft orange because sometimes I see cats and prams and I kind of get around it. It's kind of funny.
No, I'm green because you know why?
Well, they can walk themselves.
They've mastered the cat. A traditionally hard basket animal to master.
What do you mean?
Well, cats do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. They don't really need to go on a walk. I guess it's just bonding time with their partner.
Yeah, but like they've mastered that beast.
Asha calling me for.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I actually like... As weird
orange.
As that would be to see, I you know what? Because it's so rare, I'd like to see that, so I'm green.
I'm going Aussie.
Everyone can walk a fucking dog. How many can walk a cat successfully? They'd be fucking probably stop, meow, scratch you, bite you, you know?
Meow.
Mum's cat went missing the other day, Coco, at home. Oh, Coco. She's gone, yeah, I was young.
Coco, if you're listening to this, please come home. We love you.
Don't you dare make fun of an animal of someone else's that have died. I'd never do that.
Wait, did you just say she died?
Oh. Yeah, probably, yeah.
Well, how do you know?
Mum reckons a tomcat might have fucking got into her. So I'm going to go home, and I'm going for Coco because I love because she was a sweet cat.
When are you going home?
Well, whenever I'm home next, I'm going to load up like it's some sort of an action movie. I'm going to fill my fucking pockets with ammunition. I'm going to take the 223 out, and I'm going to fucking blast some feral cats into the fucking nether realms. I'm gonna
it's
send
illegal.
Them. Are you serious?
Feels it.
We've got a tremendous feral cat problem in Australia.
Cut their toddler.
You're not cutting that. I'm going home, and if I see any tomcats, I'm sending them back to where they came from.
Sorry, I need to sneeze again.
Okay, just let her do it.
It's not happening. It's not happening.
Sound like Steph in the bedroom. Now,
hotline.
Red light, green light. Oh. Astrology.
Like horoscopes? Green. You got to see if you're compatible with your partner. Mwah.
No. What do you think your horoscope is different to the next? Like, what do you
it
think?
It is.
How do they know? What the fuck is
I
it?
I don't know, but they're smarter than you.
No, they're not. And I'm dumb as fuck. That's,
I disagree.
Mate, are you serious?
There's something about the moons and the stars and the sun that collide and then you all have your star sign. I don't know.
But you read a horoscope and believe in that shit.
I don't believe, but like, I'd like to see the attributes that I'm a Scorpio has, you know?
But this is the thing. They're so broad that if you swap them all, if you swap Libra with Scorpio, you'd be like, oh yeah, that's so me. Irrespective of what it was. You know what I mean?
Nah. Some of the Scorpio traits, I'm like, yeah.
Like what?
Mm.
Come on. Don't shut down.
I haven't looked at it in a while.
So what, but what, do you know what they are?
Tobler, help me out here.
Get Lou's daily horoscope today, her Scorpio.
I bet I can relate to it.
And then get a Libra. No, read each of them out, Tobs, and don't tell us what one's what.
Okay.
Fuck you.
Well, you got a 50% chance of getting it right, so you're not far off.
My nose.
Okay, so the first one is...
Could you write down, please?
You will see, you will see happiness in your love life. Settle the disputes in the love affair before things go out of control. Additional office responsibilities will prove your mettle.
Oh,
make
right.
smart final financial decisions today, and health will also be fine today.
That's definitely you because I don't have a love life.
Okay, read the next one.
Be happy today and wait for surprises in life. Expect a smooth love life today. A focused professional life backed by disciplined financial status makes your day fabulous.
I'm going to backtrack on what I said. I think I'm the other one because I made terrible financial decisions yesterday.
Josh, what do you reckon?
I reckon I was the fucking... They were both the same.
Well, take your pick. Take your pick.
Love life and financial shit. I'll just go, Libra was the first one.
Libra was the second one.
Told you I got Scorpio mine right. Eat shit.
You said you were the first one.
Yeah, I am the first one.
Wait, no, idiot. Then you changed your... You changed it.
I said... I'm going to go this, and then I said, no, I'm going back the first one.
No, you went the second one.
Back me up. I picked the first one.
Initially, you picked the second one, but
and then I went back and said the first one.
But they were both, you see how broad they were?
When I read the first one out, you said, oh, no, that can't be me.
Yeah. You said that can't be me.
Well, then I said, I've made terrible financial decisions. So I went back to it, and then it said something about love life being not so smooth. So like, that's got to be me. Yours is smooth. I'm right. You're wrong. Hotline?
They're a load of shit.
You're a load of shit.
You're a fucking load of shit.
You're a load of fucking bigger shit.
You're a load of dinosaur shit.
You're a...
What piece of ass, thank you. I don't get it. I get it a lot. Okay, let's just go rogue.
Stop. Go.
Bing bong. 45 seconds on the dot.
Held it.
3, 2.
G'day, gentlemen. Fellow bedwetter here, just here. I went to a bit of bedwetting.
Back.
I think I was about 19. And my girlfriend at the time, she invited me to her uncle's 50th. I'm sitting there.
Is he doing this on purpose?
You know, the old fellas, next thing, they bring out the rock, yeah, Mac and cool the cucumber, what I thought. Next thing, I passed out, woken up. To a bunch of screaming, and it's me in the uncle's corridor, and I'm pissing right on his doorstep.
That was almost the hotline equivalent of when
I literally thought he was fucking with us by putting his phone underwater or something.
No, just clearly didn't know how to operate a phone. Hey, mate, proud of you for pissing all over your uncle's doorstep. That's what we're here for. That's what we're all about. Agreed. Here at this podcast. All right, let's go this one.
Hi, beautiful.
Hello, sweetheart.
My name's Shannon. I am a all-time bedwetter. I do it quite often.
Love
did it the other day. Pissed myself while standing, to be quite honest. So wasn't in bed, but... I think it counts. Just want to say I love you guys, and I had a dream about you guys the other night. You guys gave me pink fucking nights, and it was dope. Anyway, love you.
Cool. Bye. Dream.
I thought she was going to say something else.
So did I. Thought it was probably going to be pink eye.
Oh, I was thinking.
I know what you were thinking, okay. Sister. Nikes to match the new dress that Lulu's got on. Nike or Nike?
I say Nike.
Nike, so do I. Hey, thanks, Shannon. Proud of you for pissing everywhere, mate. Yeah. That's what we're fucking
here for, kid.
All right?
Pissing champion.
Daddy and mummy love to hear that.
We love it.
Guess who's daddy and mummy?
We are.
Let's go this.
Hello, senorita.
Senorita.
How are we, my little friend? Hello. Look, guys, it has to be under 45 seconds. I'm off speakerphone. Wait, 1 second. I'm off speakerphone now.
Oh, what a difference.
And I'm calling in to say hi.
Take that condom out of your mouth.
I need to end now. I hope you have a good day.
Yeah.
I love you. Hey, this is
I love
someone's
the drunk
been
ones.
Drinking.
I love the drunk
Mama's
ones.
Mummy's been drinking.
Mama's been grogging hard.
Okay.
Last one. 3, 2, 1. 2, 1.
Hello, senorita. Lulu, we are on speakerphone, but we are also at Spilt Milk. So I hope you just take it with a grain of salt. Okay.
Lulu, I love you, but please never try to impersonate anything. Leave that to Josh. And if you're going to call us back, I challenge you to try and get up.
Yeah, give us a little impersonation.
I'm going to have a few codrils and piss to bed tonight.
Me too, cannot wait.
The protective sheet mattress is on.
Lovely.
Love that.
Love you.
Hey, what I'm going to do, Lulu, because Lulu's got to go, she's busy, I'm going to screenshot that one and then I'm going to attempt to prank them next episode.
So you're going to get
them? I reckon I can get them.
Yeah.
I reckon I can get them.
Yeah, you have to do it because I won't be able to get them.
I reckon you'll just go,
hello, it's Julie from the library again.
Hi, it's Brenda from the police station.
Okay, bedwetters, we love the lot of you guys. Hooroo, keep pissing, do what you got to do.
Thank you for all the calendar sales. We love you guys.
We love you so much. Now, Lulu, you run. You got to go.
No, but you're coming with me.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, bye-bye. Mwah. Love you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.